Because this is a psychoactive map Ken is laying out for us, simply hearing this higher level analysis gives us the ability to understand much more, such as how we can see that masculine energy tending to forge ahead and feminine energy tending to move towards communion. Bear in mind that in our postmodern culture, these distinctions may hold little or even no importance, and certainly far less than in any of the previous stages of human cultural development. With this kind of insight, our relationships can take a quantum leap forward. We also want to look at why it is so important to understand our own personality types, so we ask Ken to share more on the relevancy of understanding our individual personalities and how that relates to unlocking our potential.
One of the items that we look at is, and we sometimes just say, quadrants, levels, lines, states, types, seeing those types of things can make a huge difference in terms of how just something like relationship goes. It's still something that is fairly crucial. Most humans are in relationship, and the statistics aren't great. The relationships often don't last. But one of the main reasons they don't is because the individuals don't have an understanding of the lay of the land. They don't have an understanding of the different levels that are possible, the different lines that are possible, different states that are possible, the different types that are possible. And so the more you can learn about that, then the more you can bring that to relationship. And that's going to increase the chances of it working dramatically. And so what we're trying to do here is move from a human being that has certain capacities, traits, and gifts to a superhuman being that is really at a level of mastery of these various traits, talents, and gifts that they have. Because we have that possibility. That's something that we can do. And it makes an enormous difference in life. It changes how we actually feel our existence. And it also changes what we can actually do in the world. How we can both increase our own livelihood and our own happiness, our own achievement, our own success, and what we can do for the world. And so we're at a point where there are so many wicked problems in the world. It's very safe to say that the only way they're going to be solved is by superhumans. The standard human working at 9% of their capacity is not going to be able to help.
What we mean by this 9% is the percentage of our brain power that human beings typically are actively using.
So we want to, across the board, because masculine and feminine has an obvious relationship to relationships, then we've been discussing that. But from what we've seen, we know that these all these various elements apply to work, career, our sense of purpose, our own happiness. And each of those is going to go up the greater our growth and development. The larger our consciousness, the more caring we are, the more loving we are, the more perspectives that we can see. And the thing is, it's not even in question that this can happen. This can happen in every one of these levels. They've simply never been brought together before.
What does a deeply actualized relationship look like? A relationship where two people are downloading this operating system and reach the turquoise level.
They have an increase in empathy and understanding for what the other person wants. They have an increased amount of care and concern and a feeling of Well, even biological desire increases. Most people find that a person is attractive not just for the positive aspects they have, but for the fewer negative aspects that they have. And so as you continue to grow and evolve and develop, one of the things that you're doing is you are lessening, removing, lowering the negative qualities you have, which makes you more desirable, and you're increasing the positive qualities. And so that makes you more desirable. But then across almost any category you can think of, looking at any of the intelligences, whether it's interpersonal intelligence, emotional intelligence, cognitive intelligence, somatic intelligence, spiritual intelligence, these are all becoming greater. And the easiest way to think about an increase in growth is you can picture a guitar, for example, and the guitar has strings and it has that box behind it. That box acts as a resonator. That's where the sound resonates and you can hear it. Every level that you grow and increase in, that guitar box becomes bigger. And so it resonates more. It's a more beautiful sound. It's more beautiful cognitively, emotionally, interpersonally, intrapersonally, kinesthetically, spiritually. And so you're just producing a more beautiful and beautiful and beautiful harmony. And the good, the true, and the beautiful being three aspects of one thing, then your life is becoming not just more beautiful, but more good and more true. And that is the whole point, in a sense, of being a human, is to reach the greatest possible depths and heights that you can. Because that's going to contribute, and that's the important point, not just to making you happier, it's going to change the world. Now, whether you want it to or not. So you might, you know, say, well, I'm doing this because I want to change the world. Or you might do it just, I want to be a better person. They go together. Better people make a better world. And a better world produces better people. And so these are items that are intimately linked. And so we needn't feel selfish about doing work on ourselves and apparently not doing work for the world at large, because they're actually intimately connected.